Yoga. What is yoga? Yoga is the language of God. If you want to speak to God, you should have to learn this language. What is yoga? Yoga is that which discloses God's secret. If you want to know God's secret, you shall have to launch into the path of yoga. What is yoga? Yoga is the breath of God. If you want to see, feel, possess, and find, if you want to become God, yoga, the breath of God beckons you. Yoga is union. It is the union of the individual soul with the Supreme Self. Yoga is the spiritual science that tells you you can realize the ultimate reality in life. What you shall have to do is to transcend your limitations. The limitation of your ego, the limitation of your imperfection, the limitation of your ignorance. There are three principal yogas. The bhakti yoga, the path of love and devotion, the karma yoga, the path of action, the jnana yoga, the path of knowledge and wisdom. These three paths are most essential. These three serve as three main gates of God's palace. If you want to feel God as the sweetest and the most affectionate, then you shall have to follow the path of Bhakti Yoga. If you want to see God in humanity through your selfless service, then you should have to follow the Karma Yoga. If you want to know the wisdom and the glories of God's transcendental self, then you should have to follow the path of Jnana Yoga. No matter which path you follow, when you have realized God, you get everything. Each path leads you to go, but when you reach God, your heart ends. There you become one with the Karma Yogin, Bhakta, and Jnani. At that time, you do not remain an ordinary human being. You become the representative of God here on earth. Today, this evening, we shall try to know what Bhakti Yoga is. Samadhi Deva Purusha Purana Samaisa Vishasa Param Niharam Vetvansi Vedyancha Parancha Dhamo Parashato Nisamadanta Dhamo Vayura Mohagni Varuna Shashanka Prajapati Stam Prakita Mohoshya Namo Namaste Hasu Sahasra Ketva Vinasya Vohi Namo Namaste. Bhakti Yoga, the path of devotion. Ask a man to speak about God. He will speak endlessly. Ask a bhakta's devotion to speak about God. It will, in silence, speak only two things. God is all affectionate. God is all sweetness. According to a bhakta, man does not live by bread alone. Man lives also by God's grace. The bhakta goes one step further. He says, I can try to live without bread, but I shall never try to live without my Lord's grace. The prayer of the bhakta is very simple and at the same time direct. The bhakta prays to God, Oh my sweet Lord, do enter into my life with the eye of protection and with the heart of compassion. This is the quickest way to knock at the door of God, and this is the easiest way to see God open the door. A karma yogi, a jnana yogi may, if not must, suffer a feeling for a second with regard to the authenticity of God's existence, but a devotee will never do so. A devotee is fortunate enough to have no such suffering. To him, the existence of God is an axiomatic truth. It is a false feeling that God exists in the inmost recesses of his soul. The bhakta too suffers. His suffering is the suffering of separation. With the tears of his heart, his devotion, he prays to God to re-establish his sweetest union with God. The reasoning mind does not charm a bhakta. The hard facts of life do not draw his attention, much less absorb him. He wants to live constantly in a God-intoxicated realm. When a devotee thinks he is walking towards God, sees that God is running towards him. When he thinks of God, for a second he feels that God cries for him for an hour. When he goes to God with a tiny drop of love to quench the ceaseless thirst of God, he sees that God has already entered into him and satisfied his little hunger with the infinite sea of his ambrosial love. There are people who mock at the Bhakta, devotee. They say, oh, the Bhakta's God. It is a personal God. It is simply a glorified human being. To them I ask, why should Bhakta not think his God so? The devotee feels that he is a tiny drop and his God is the infinite ocean. He is an infinitesimal portion of the infinite whole. Devotee thinks of God, prays to God in his own name. He is a human being and he prays to God in his own name. There is nothing wrong in it. It is perfectly all right. Just enter into the consciousness of a cat, you will see that the cat thinks and feels that somebody who is more, infinitely more powerful than itself is also a cat. That is to say, it has also the form of a cat. In the form of a cat, it sees somebody as most powerful. Just enter into the consciousness of a flower, you will see that the flower feels as something which is infinitely more beautiful and lovely and charming. It's also a form of a fowl. In the form of a fowl, it sees that infinitely beautiful thing. Similarly, the Bhakta is a human being. He sees God in a human form. The only difference is that he is a limited human being and God is limitless, infinite. To a bhakta, God is at once blissful and merciful. His heart's joys make him feel that God is blissful. His hopes, sorrows and pangs and agonies make him feel that God is merciful. A bird sings and man sings. God too sings. He sings his sweetest songs of infinity, eternity and immortality. Through his devotees surrendered heart, oh.